Can you live a normal life after being abused? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Han and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Han Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Sally Ann Wilson with a woman's victory ministry, which focuses on bringing healing to women who are physically or sexually abused.
Yeah, I think that it's important that people get complete wholeness in their heart, you know, from their soul, and that they don't struggle through life when they've been abused, because they can have PTSD where they continuously think about that moment or can't even move forward because they're feeling anger or resentment or even bitterness.
Yeah. Well, you know, you have dealt with a type of abuse
right
before in your life. Is that right?
Yeah. There was several different things that have happened to me, but one that I remember in particular is I was molested by a doctor when I was younger.
Wow.
And I thought I was just going for a regular physical checkup, but I was actually molested. And that frustrated me really bad, knowing afterward what had happened, because I was naive and young. I didn't even know it was happening. But after that, it brought some anger into my heart and frustration.
I remember when we were dealing with that, but didn't it, it left you feeling like something was taken away, right?
Right. I felt like something was taken away, and I felt like I wanted to get back somehow, get vengeance.
Yeah. And I think that is what a lot of people can feel who have been physically or sexually abused. They can feel like something has been taken away,
mm-hmm.
that there's, you know, something missing, and it can get to this real bad vengeance where it's like, you know, I can never get that back.
Mm.
But actually, you can get it back.
Mm.
How did you get that back, Kathleen?
Well, for me, it was a process of really being able to talk about it, to receive counsel and healing, and to cry out to God. And sometimes people might say, well, why did God allow this to happen to me? Why?
Mm.
And one of the things that helped me to understand is that God doesn't make people do things. We all have a free will. Because if God was going to make people do things, we would all just love him and serve him, right?
Or not do things.
Exactly.
Right.
So it wasn't God that made people do it. It was their choices. So that really helped me not to get angry with God. But the other thing is, I met a minister one time and I said, I'm really angry about a few things and I can't forgive a couple of people because they've hurt me bad in my life. And he said, you know, before you knew the Lord, have you ever done something that you wish you never did? And I said, well, yeah, of course. And he said, well, do you think if you knew Jesus and you knew the Lord, you would do it now? Would you have done those things? I said, no, I wouldn't even have done it then if I knew the Lord. And he said, well, when Jesus was dying, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So if these people knew the Lord and they knew who they were and what they were doing to you and to others, they wouldn't have done it. And that really helped heal my heart.
Well, that's good, because I think it's easier to get vengeance rather than give forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
But forgiveness is what brought you wholeness. What's amazing is that when you know Jesus, Jesus has this amazing power. He has his power to make broken things whole.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everywhere he went healing people, he always said, your faith has made you whole.
Mm-hmm.
We can be healed from the inside out if we give our lives to Jesus.
Yeah, call out to him and he can heal your broken heart. Let's hear from Sally Ann right here after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by Angel Nails and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. Want the pampering you deserve? Come to Angel Nails, your one-stop shop for healthy, long-lasting nail care, including innovative, hydrating manicures and pedicures. Angel Nails is conveniently located in the Applewood Village Shopping Center at 3460 Youngfield Street in Wheat Ridge, just off I-70. Come to Angel Nails with or without an appointment, or call them at 303-234-0702. That's 234-0702.
Do aliens exist?
Is there more than one way to God?
Is casual sex okay?
Our new 11th Hour TV show is tackling difficult
philosophical,
cultural,
and spiritual questions
in a fun new way from many perspectives to help you decide for yourself.
Watch us on the 11th Hour, Mondays at 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 6:30 p.m.
on CTN, available on Comcast and Dish Network.
Dish Network.
For more information, go to www.awakeningthenations.com. That's www.awakeningthenations.com. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Don Lay.
Hello, everyone.
Joining us is Sally Ann Wilson, and she has a ministry called A Woman's Victory. And what's amazing about her ministry is she helps women to overcome. When she was young, she was abused sexually and physically. She went through a lot of rage and just a lot of hurt and pain.
I think a lot of women struggle with overcoming sexual, physical, verbal abuse. Mm-hmm. And so it's just a great ministry because she's been through it herself.
Right. And so she's adapted a 12-step program, and we're going to hear from her on how the Lord helped her to overcome. Let's welcome to the show, Sally Ann. Thanks for being with us.
Hello. I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Yes. So tell me just a little bit about your past and the abuse that you suffered through, just so others can understand. And maybe there's some listening who are going through that or who have been through that themselves.
Yes, I am the eldest of three girls. My sisters, our mother, and I were all severely abused, mostly through mental control, but he was not averse to hitting, spanking us, he's called it, with a belt. And we were all sexually abused, although I did not find that out until I left home. Mm. And that's kind of a common thread. Many people don't realize that their siblings are being sexually abused too. Oh. And so this is something that needs to come to light and not be shameful. I mean, I felt guilty because somehow or another could not have protected my sisters. When I was 3 and 4 and 5 and 6, I tried to protect my mother when he was coming after her. And I was just a little girl. Mm. And I felt like a failure, and I felt guilty because I could not protect them. Mm. And that wasn't my job. And there are many women out there that they feel like a failure and they feel guilty because they couldn't protect someone in their life when they were the ones that should have been protected.
Mm. What a weight to wear at that age and growing up to not only have the traumatic situation of being abused, but then to also feel like you have to protect your sisters in the midst of it. And you felt like you were actually doing that by being quiet and that you were the only one he was doing this to, when in fact they were also being sexually abused, right?
Right. It was my job to make sure that all the little chickadees were respectful and quiet and behaved correctly, so hopefully his rage would not show up. Mm. And that's an impossible task for a child.
Yeah.
It's an impossible task for anyone. Mm. We all needed to be moved out of that situation. And since we were not moved out of it, it was a failure waiting to happen. There was nothing else that could have happened.
And I understand that you are very private, your whole family, whatever happens in the family, stayed with the family.
Yep, I'll be 70 this next April, and especially back in my day, but even today, people consider that shameful and family business and don't tell anybody else. It'll just make things worse. And that's really how this keeps the cycle going of abuse.
So basically, Sally Ann, today, now you've gotten healing yourself, and now you help women to overcome things like this.
Yes. Yes, I lead a 12-step group that's for women that are hurting in any aspect. Because of my background, I get a lot of abused women, but we have women coming from all sorts of problems in life that go through the same 12-step program. And guess what? God heals us all through the same 12-step program. Mm.
Oh. Now, before you went through this, you were miserable. You were very rageful. You would get mad at every little thing that happened. And you were also very depressed because you didn't know how to handle that. Tell me a little bit about that emotion and that what you went through.
I was severely depressed. I had 4 children in 5 years trying to keep the facade that I'm a good Christian and everything's okay and raise these children. It was more than I could handle. Mm. And so you have choices, rage and throw a fit, and I didn't want to hurt my children. So then I went into depression, and there was a point where I was determined. I knew exactly where the bridge was. I was going to take the keys. I was going to drive off the side of that bridge. And somehow or another, that was going to make things better for my children and husband. Now I look back and I go, that was just crazy thinking. Mm-hmm. But my husband husband was in college taking psychology courses, thought it, at the time he wanted to be a psychologist, and he recognized the signs, and he grabbed the keys for me and threw me into the hospital and got me some medical help. And so I was subdued for a while through the help of medicine, but still my soul was all stirred up.
Right.
So it took a 12-step program like the one I'm leading now to get my soul calmed down and to realize that I wasn't a failure, that Satan had been my enemy from the beginning, and that I had power to defeat him.
Mm. Well, you are full of joy now, and I think there are people who are miserable who are listening to this. I know I've struggled with depression and a lot of different things from the things that have happened to me, and there are people just looking for answers, Sally Ann. What would you say to them to encourage them, and how can they get a hold of you if they would like some more help?
Well, there is help out there. My particular workbook, A Woman's Victory, they can reach me in Colorado. My telephone number is 303-906-4591. So they can call me, they can text me. I'm more than willing to talk to anyone. I'm on Facebook as Sally Ann Wilson. They can friend me. It's just S-A-L-L-Y-A-N-N, one word, Wilson, W-I-L-L-S-O-N. So they can friend me on there, and I'll work with them through that avenue. They can email me, just however they want to reach out. But there are other organizations all over the place. Celebrate Recovery is one. But just keep calling around to churches till you find a group that understands abuse. Mm. And get that help. The Lord is for you, and He's going to get you help.
Amen. Mm. So there's hope for you if you're listening to this and you've not experienced joy for a long time. If you've been through heartache and pain, there is hope for you, and the Lord wants to set you free. So if you would like further information, you can get a hold of Sally Ann with A Women's Victory at 303-906-4591. That's 303-906-4591. Sally Ann, thank you so much for sharing with us all that you're doing.
Thank you.
We appreciate you. May the Lord continue to richly bless you.
Thank you.
Well, Father God, we just thank you so much for, you know, for the fact that so many people go through this, keep it to themselves, and don't ever realize that there is a way to overcome, and that Jesus wants us to overcome. He wants us to get over these things. He doesn't want us just to bury these things, yet have them kind of still affect our lives through here or there. God wants us to overcome these things. Behold, He wants the old to pass away and the new to come. And that is the gospel. So Jesus, we just thank you that if there's someone who's gone through abuse, but still sees a lot of the scars and the wounds still surface today, let them reach out to Sally Ann. But most of all, Jesus, we know that you are the main recovery group, and you are the one who makes all things new. So if there's anyone listening, I'm praying for you right now. Jesus, I just pray for all those who've been affected with past physical, sexual, verbal abuse, emotional, whatever it may be. Lord Jesus, we're just asking you to heal us and show us the way it should be. Let go of the anger. Let go of how we can't change the past. But know that the future still lies in your hands. We ask for this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. God bless you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.